Lowe's helps refresh your garden in time for Mother's Day. Right now, get 5 bags of 1.5 cubic foot Scotts Naturescapes mulch for just $10. Plus, select 1.5 gallon annuals hanging baskets make the perfect gift. Now 2 for only $15. The best garden starts with great deals. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/7. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, discount taken at time of purchase.
Hershey's milk chocolate with whole almonds makes for a wholly amazing, wholly delicious experience that's, well, wholly Hershey's. Everyone should get to experience the satisfying surprise of a whole almond tucked inside creamy Hershey's chocolate. So don't wait your whole life to try Hershey's milk chocolate with whole almonds. And if you've already had it, then chances are you're already a lifelong fan of this confectionery delight. Find Hershey's milk chocolate with whole almonds wherever candy is sold.
Moncrief on News Talk.
So it's nice and hot today, and if you work in an office, you might be tempted to dress a bit more casually. But how casually? Is it okay to wear shorts to the office? Are there office-friendly shorts? The fashion stylist Laura Mullett has put on our shorts and is wants to talk to us now. Afternoon, Laura. Laura? Laura?
Yeah, hi.
Hi, how are you? I don't know what happened.
Not
there.
Too bad. Thanks for having me on.
That's all right. Did the thing break?
Yeah, the line just went off. It was weird because I'm not sure what happened on my end. I full coverage.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm sure it's our fault. We buy all our equipment from the Middle Island Lidl.
Team you.
Yeah. what are board shorts?
So board shorts we're kind of going for that slightly surfer aesthetic. But I think when it comes to the workplace, it's not necessarily the vibe. So kind of cargo or sort of really casual shorts.
Right. OK. So are there office acceptable shorts one should wear?
100%. Like if you look at chino shorts, so like kind of smart tailored shorts that sort of look like a crop trouser, they need to be kind of a respectable length. So let's say if you're standing up straight and you've got your arms down by your sides. For men, usually it's better if your shorts don't rise above your fingertips. So that's kind of a good guide. So we're not going for hot pants in the workplace.
Oh, no. I was wondering why I was getting so many stares today.
Genie, I know. Man. You need to tone it down.
People are so judgy. But I look so good in them.
I know.
So, but it's all right if you're a man or woman. The shorts don't have to go over the knee or anything extreme like that.
You can have shorts a little bit above your knee, but I just think it's about when you sit down, feeling comfortable as well. I think when it comes to shorts, fabric is really important. Like go for nice kind of breathable fabrics. Sort of a smart short. I think going for earth tones looks good. So go for something neutral. Like do not wear anything that could be misunderstood for swimming shorts, because sometimes runner's shorts or casual shorts, they do look like they should be worn to a water park, which isn't the vibe we're going for, because you don't want to be called board shorts for the rest of your working career somewhere. But yeah, I think it's about wearing shorts that look smart. Think of like a work trousers that just cuts off at the right point. I think how you style it up is really important. So what I would do is pair it with a good quality t-shirt, something that's not transparent, something with like a little bit of texture in it. There's some great kind of high quality men's t-shirts now that you can get that last a lifetime, and maybe pop kind of maybe a lightweight linen shirt over with the arms rolled up. I know we don't want to layer up too much, but I think it's nice to have that a little bit like a barrier, because if you've a little bit of a cover up top, it's not as a big deal and to kind of have your legs out. You just look a little bit more business casual, so to speak.
So what I'm hearing is a singlet and hot pants is not acceptable dress in the office.
No, like no. I think it's hot enough out there. Let's rein it in.
So and the material the acceptable short should be made from would be what?
Like, look, it's not about blowing a fortune on this. You know, I think you could go into Next or any of those places, or Very Ireland or River Island or any of them, any of the high street stores. M&S is quite good for, I suppose, the more kind of high quality options too. But like go for a quality that has a little bit of a muslin or a linen feel to it. But if it has a bit more of a sharpness to it, like I tend to like the shorts that look comfortable, aren't too loose or baggy, but maybe have a little front pleat in them and then maybe a slight uptuck at the ends. I just think that tends to look a little bit preppier, a little bit smarter. I don't think people should feel restricted or confined. Like women are lucky in the sense of we can pop on a dress, and dresses can be so breathable and so comfortable. And then we might give out in the winter because we're trying to wear dresses and tights and layers tailoring tools or whatever. But I think for men, yes, you should be able to wear shorts to the office. We're so blessed to have a few nice days of sunshine. If you want to get your legs out, work on your farmer's tan on your lunch break, you have to be prepared.
Yeah, because I imagine though, a lot of the shorts that men have are shorts they're wearing on holidays or they're wearing at the weekends. They probably don't have office shorts.
I know, but one thing I'd say is if you have kind of shapeless shorts that are super comfortable, if you're too comfortable, you're probably doing it wrong. If you'd lounge around in them and if they're your gardening shorts, I don't think that's the kind of impression you want to make in the workplace. Like you don't want to come across as slovenly or like you're rocked out of bed or you're dressed for the plans you have after work. Like if you look like you're in your loungewear. So a little bit of a jogger can look nice sometimes, trouser wise. Like if you're wearing smart up top, you can kind of work that. But when it comes to shorts, that kind of really loose, baggy, saggy look, it's just not really what we're going for. We want a little bit of tailoring. We don't want them too tight, and nobody wants a wedgie during their work day. So I think it's just about wearing shorts that give you a little bit of room to breathe, sit down, but of course that you don't feel like you're constricted or confined.
Yeah, but you don't want to be looking at things jangling around.
You want to feel smart. And you know what? Yeah, I think we're all trying to, I suppose, dress in a way that feels like you feel comfortable in yourself and you feel appropriate. But also like it's really nice to embrace the summer. Like when we get this kind of sunshine, Irish people just get on a natural high. And I think it changes your mood when you get up in the morning. Like I always believe in clothes a little bit like armor. You know, you put them on, helps you with your day. Dopamine dressing, maybe incorporating a little bit of color, you feel fabulous. But when it comes to the workplace, though, I think there's sort of a time and a place, and that's okay too, you know. Then you can kind of let your freak flag fly after your 9 to 6.
Is the blazer gone?
The blazer for women, I think it's a little bit of a minefield because the blazer trends now are quite boxy and that sort of Gen Z aesthetic where they're really oversized and they're more so paired with denims. I think that post-pandemic, we're a little bit lost when it comes to workwear because people are sort of trying to fit in with the confines of the office. But some people used to love dressing up for work, like their stilettos, their red lipstick, their sharp suits. But I think you have to take the temperature of the room and it's nice to feel comfortable, but also it's okay to wear what feels normal to you. Like I read an article recently and it was about this woman saying, you know, she feels like everyone's gawping at her when she wears her smart blazer because it's really tailored. She feels good in it. It's kind of her presentation's outfit. Like I'd hate for anyone to feel like that because usually when you invest in pieces like that, you invest in them for life. I think because the trends are so cyclical and repetitive, you know, the 2000s are coming back. Like I personally am guilty of once wearing something that could be called business casual to a nightclub. And we used to wear bun rings on our hair, statement necklaces, blazers and pencil skirts. Like you'd be arrested now. Like I wore heels in a nightclub the other day and a Gen Z person kind of looked at me like, you know, why aren't you wearing your Nikes or Jordans, you know? And it's okay to be uncool if you feel like you've made the right choice for you.
Yeah, if you've done it with absolute conviction.
Maybe we need to hold our head high a little bit more. But I think if you are wearing a blazer and you feel good, wear it and feel comfortable in it. What's happening a lot with menswear with blazers for the office is some men might be more inclined to go kind of mix it, high-low dressing. So wear kind of a nice polo in a neutral colour and then maybe go for a bit of texture with their casual blazer and then go for a counter colour bottoms. So they might go for kind of, as I said, an earthy tone or a taupe or kind of a navy bottoms. It's just about, I suppose, mixing up the colours that you don't look like you're wearing a black colour. You have maybe 12 pieces you can mix and match, but a lot of people's work wardrobes have really bled into their other parts of their life and people don't maybe have the same separation. And for some people, they hate that because they associate some clothes with going to work and some clothes with their own time.
Yeah, absolutely. You know? Laura, thanks a million. As usual, that was the fashion stylist and journalist Laura Mullet.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
Hershey's milk chocolate with whole almonds makes for a wholly amazing, wholly delicious experience that's, well, wholly Hershey's. Everyone should get to experience the satisfying surprise of a whole almond tucked inside creamy Hershey's chocolate. So don't wait your whole life to try Hershey's milk chocolate with whole almonds. And if you've already had it, then chances are you're already a lifelong fan of this confectionery delight. Find Hershey's milk chocolate with whole almonds wherever candy is sold.